This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
This is indeed the Hour One Nugget, and we're at verse 17, actually, of James, the brother of Jesus, and the third chapter. This series, The Peace of the Father, I believe is life-changing. We're at part 22 today. Actually, it's part 23. Verse 17 of James, the third chapter, says, "The wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism at all, and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." That is power. That is incredible power that comes from on high. And James, who was the brother of Jesus, is telling us that. This is amazing. What a revelation. I love to think about wisdom. I love to look at wisdom. I love to contemplate wisdom. I love to meditate on wisdom. And when I see great wisdom, I know it comes from God. And I see it in Peter. I see that wisdom in Peter. If you look at the Acts of the Apostles, and you think about Peter when he was following Jesus, what sort of a guy he was. When Jesus was being arrested, what did Peter want to do? He cut off the ear of one of the soldiers who was coming to arrest Jesus. But Jesus healed that man. That's Peter being impetuous. That's Peter being angry. That's Peter being frustrated. Another time, Jesus was with him and said, "Peter, do you love me?" Said it three times to him. And Peter was getting a little bit irritated. Instead of listening to what God was saying, he was getting a little bit irritated. "Yes, of course I love you, Lord. You know that." Jesus asked him three times. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." We know who that was. That was Judas. And he said, "One of you will deny me." And Peter said, "No, I'd never deny you, Lord. Never in a million years will I deny you. No, that will never happen." And Jesus said to him, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And that is exactly what happened. He was in the courtyard by the courthouse, and 3 different people said, "You were with him, weren't you? You were with him." And he said, no, I don't know who he is." He denied the Lord 3 times, and then he heard the cock crow. So they are all gathered, 120 of them by this time. They were all gathered in the upper room in Acts, the 2nd chapter. And what sounded like a wind from heaven came down. And they were all filled. Every one of them was filled. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. That's in Acts, the 2nd chapter. Now we go to Acts in the 3rd chapter. And then suddenly, it says here in verse 1 of the 3rd chapter, Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame with birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate and the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, Look at us." The lame man looked at them, eagerly expecting some money, but Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I'll give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed. Praise the name of Jesus. You see that? And then when we get to Acts, the 4th chapter, we see that Peter is in front of the Sanhedrin, and he's talking to them. He's actually preaching to them, and the wisdom that comes from him is incredible. Peter had been given this incredible gift of wisdom. It was with him. It was with him, and it wasn't leaving him. Peter had wisdom. He had such incredible wisdom. That is what God had done. And what did that wisdom produce? I'll tell you. We see it from James now in the 17th verse. It says, "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure." So that wisdom was pure that came from Almighty God. It also is peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. In other words, you're bringing words of wisdom to someone, and you're thinking, "Wow, this is so amazing. This is so intensely wise." And you're thinking, "Why? Why is God doing that? Why is he giving me this wisdom?" But the words that are coming out of your mouth are so intensely wise. It's amazing, because God is doing this for you. He's doing this because he loves you that much. He's giving you this wisdom. And we now know that it's pure. We now know it is peace-loving. It's gentle at all times. And it is willing to yield to others. That is utterly, utterly amazing. And I love that. I love that God does that, you know, beloved. I love that he gives us this wisdom for a reason. And I love the fact that we know that it is gentle and it is pure. It's all of these things because God is so good to us and he is so caring and caring in all that he does. And he wants us to understand peace as well. He loves us so very, very much. And I know this. I love him as well. I love him so, so, so very much because he is always there for us. He is always with us. He is always caring for us because he loves us that much. And he is saying to you right now, I can bring you this wisdom. I can give you wisdom. It is a gift that comes from me, and I can give you wisdom because this wisdom will help you to love. This wisdom is pure. It is gorgeous. It is wondrous. And I know this, that the Lord loves us so much that he sent his Son 2,000 years ago that we might be filled with joy and we might be filled with peace and we might have an abundant life. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and it is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Are you getting this? Are you understanding this? I know I've got a bit of a problem with the music in the background, and that's why it stopped. I don't know what's going on with it, but I don't mind. I just want to bring you this word. And these who are peacemakers, those people who are peacemakers, will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. That, to me, is remarkable. That is what God is going to do for us. That is what he's going to do for us right now. Because I believe that wisdom and this peace are now inextricably linked. They are together. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. And it is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. Think of those times when you've been in a discussion situation and you know that God is giving you wisdom, and then someone cuts right across you and says, look, I know better than you. This is what I think. And they start to say what they believe. What do you do? Do you go back and argue with them, or do you back right off and say, okay, that's the way where you think, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I've told you what I believe. You see, if that is you, then you know that wisdom is coming from Almighty God. However, if what you've got to say and someone else comes back at you and says something else, and then you go back and say other things and you continue to argue, in other words, you're not being able to yield to that other person, then you know this. That can't be coming from God, because now we see wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving. In other words, you don't want to get into conflict. Gentle at times and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and full of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is also always peaceful. I want you to pray with me right now. I want you to say, Heavenly Father, repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to pour your love into my life. I ask you, Lord God, for a measure of wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.